WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate. I'm Sherry Preston. Discussions about immigration and how it's affected the community of Springfield, Ohio, at last night's one-on-one vice presidential debate. This is Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, running mate of Donald Trump.
You have got housing that is totally unaffordable because we brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans for scarce homes. The people that I'm most worried about in Springfield, Ohio, are the American citizens.
Trump, of course, was the one who falsely spread the story about immigrants eating pets in the city. Walz, running mate of Kamala Harris, noting
that vilified a large number of people who were here legally in the community of Springfield.
And he talked about the bomb threats in the town that followed.
And the consequences in Springfield were the governor had to send state law enforcement to escort kindergartners to school.
Vance travels to the battleground state of Michigan today. Walz will be in the all-important battleground of Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force from Wisconsin is helping with Hurricane Helene relief. Members of Wisconsin Task Force 1 have specialized training and capabilities which can deploy in Wisconsin and beyond. 16 members of the Swiftwater Rescue Team left over the weekend to help with search efforts in North Carolina. They come from 8 fire departments from across the state. Donald Trump blaming the Biden-Harris administration for high prices at a campaign stop yesterday in Wanakee.
People that were saving a lot of money are now losing a lot of money. They're taking the money they saved and they're spending it. So we're going to get those prices down.
For her part, Kamala Harris says she wants to take on price gouging. She campaigns in the Fox Valley tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. The World Dairy Expo is underway in Madison. It's one of the nation's premier agribusiness events. Hundreds of vendors and thousands of cows have converged on the Alliant Energy Center. As many as 60,000 attendees from all over the U.S. and about 90 countries from around the world will be in Madison through Friday. What would your life be like without a car? Dane County communities are taking part in the National Week Without Driving. Advocates for disability rights in particular are asking people to park their cars, put down their keys, and experience life for those who can't drive. City of Madison spokesman Dylan Brogan.
We're fortunate in Madison where you can even have that option and live an extremely successful life.
Brogan points to Madison's bike path network and the new bus rapid transit system. The Week Without Driving runs through Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are undaunted. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. A little gustier by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy, 49 tomorrow. Sunshine, 76 by Friday. It will be sunny with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I got to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little weather and wine with Civic Media's Brittany Merlot. We wrap up the hour with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
He got outdone by Tim Walz, who may be awkward. He took him a while to get warmed up, but he won the debate because he actually had substance. He was relatable, and he didn't go in there to slay J.D. Vance. He went in there to show himself, and he showed himself to be bipartisan. He showed himself to be reasonable.
Practical.
He showed himself to be practical. He acted as a governor. And a lot of people are complaining that he didn't knock J.D. Vance out and that he wasn't rhetorically cruel. But that was not his job. It was obvious that his job was to sell Kamala Harris as president. He did that very well. He won the debate.
I am with you, Joy Reid.
Me too.
Oh, my God. J.D. Vance is a terrifyingly good liar.
Yes.
Holy wow. In some ways, it was just like the presidential debate. He just lied. Yeah. Didn't answer any questions, right? And by the way, people love that Minnesota nice. You know, that's the thing is, like, we're used to Kamala Harris as this amazing prosecutor, and she sliced and diced and, you know, made mincemeat out of Donald Trump. That's not who Tim Walz is.
Right.
He's Minnesota nice, Midwestern guy. And I get it that for our base, we wanted to see, like, you know, knock him out. But you know, again, that's not who he is. He did a great job on a lot of the points. Mm-hmm. And the problem is he's so nice, he almost normalized J.D. Vance, who was clearly, I saw timeshare salesman a lot, Chris.
Of course.
He's stolen Donald Trump's title.
He's slicker.
He is a Yale debate champion. There's no question he's slick, he's smooth, he's polished. But you know what? I think the American, that this is why Kamala Harris's choice was so brilliant. People like Tim Walz better. I mean, he is just a slick, lying douchebag.
Yep.
And we've all met that guy, right?
Hand over the drink.
Yes. Oh, my God, with his guy liner. Someone said he looks like a male blow-up sex doll.
Yes. Somebody sent us an email about that.
All right.
You could tell that his only note was, be more likable. Stop being such a douchebag. I can't believe Charles Cat Ladies didn't even come up.
Some things were
irritating that, you know, weren't even broached. Ukraine, Middle East, his whole, like, denigrating of childless or child-free people, whatever you want to call it.
Did they even mention, like, the missiles raining down on Israel?
No, they did not. That was devastating
shocking.
Last night.
That's shocking.
Oh, my God.
I emailed her. I'm like, boy.
I mean, he was just laugh out loud. I mean, the you know, like the liar from SNL mixed with, I don't know. Just, oh, I know, the other SNL thing. I was told there wouldn't be math.
Yeah.
I was told there would be no fact checking.
Because he's a liar?
Doesn't that sign? sum up the entire night? I was told they're being fed.
I was told
the only person that doesn't want fact checking is a giant liar. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that was a stunning moment. And then, you know, a lot of people saying he lost the debate, really, on the did Donald Trump lose the election moment? Yeah. That was it.
90 minutes
That
in.
Was it, right?
Good answer.
He refused.
He couldn't answer.
Yeah, and as Tim Walz said, that was a damning non-answer. Yeah. I mean, he is an insurrectionist, far-right extremist lunatic, no matter how polished he is and trying to put a gloss over, you know, Trumpism and Project 2025. But, oh, my God. Yeah, CNN Post debate poll, 65% says Walz prepared to be president if needed, 58% for Vance. Walz leads 48-35 on who's more in touch with the needs and problems of people like him. I think that sums everything up. Again,
so.
Like, I get people go, oh, Josh Shapiro or Pritzker would have been more like, yeah, they would have been more slash
punchy,
and burn
yeah.
debater, you
yeah.
know. Again, not who Tim Walz is. Nope. And most Americans are more like Tim Walz, you know. They're not slick hedge fund Yale debate team lying douchebags.
Right.
I can't believe they're still trying to be the party of the people, yeah. right? Yeah, but here's that moment. Give me 11.
This is one that we are miles apart on. This was a threat to our democracy in a way that we had not seen. And it manifested itself because of Donald Trump's inability to say. He is still saying he didn't lose the election. I would just ask that. Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
That is a damning non-answer.
Good for him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, do you plead guilty or not guilty? Your Honor, I am focused on the future. Let's.
And a judge would be like, no.
Let's just move on.
Did you run over that pack of Cub Scouts with your car?
Let's. You know what? I am focused on the future, Chris.
When did you stop raping your wife?
What an unbelievable liar.
Yeah.
Right? Just Donald Trump saved the ACA?
No.
No. What was the other? He peacefully transferred power?
What?
Trump's promise was to get rid of Obamacare on day one.
He
and
tried.
He failed. And he failed.
And, 4 years.
And Tim
yes.
Walz made that point brilliantly, that mm-hmm. it's only because of the courage of John McCain. Are
Thank
you kidding
God
me?
Him,
they
yeah.
tried to repeal it 11 billion times. Mm-hmm. Trump did everything. JD fan. No, he came in and he saved it and strengthened it. Remember? Like, what?
Did not build upon it. He tried to get rid of it.
He peacefully transferred. Yeah, after the violent coup didn't work, he peacefully. And by the way, he didn't peacefully transfer power. He didn't even show up
right.
at
exactly.
the peaceful transfer of power. It's like, oh, my God.
That's another thing he failed at. He failed to peacefully transfer power.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I never was for an abortion ban. How many 11 billion times he's on tape saying he's for a national abortion ban? I mean,
they both are.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I just. You don't even know where to start with his. What was the other? Oh, God, there's so many.
I know.
Holy crap. We want Donald Trump and I, we want to be pro-family and we want everyone to have fertilization, IVF. No, you just voted against it. You just voted against it. I mean, it was extraordinary the amount of lies packed into. You know, and I get it. Like Nicole Wallace was like, because she's a potty mouth like me. She goes, I wish someone dropped an F-bomb. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know. Had Margaret
but again,
the world.
Not who did what? Huh?
Had either of the moderators went, are you effing kidding
are
me?
You? Oh my God.
I would
have
loved
up,
that.
Even though, you know, what do you call it? He still ended up being a patrocending a-hole to
yes.
the female moderators
he
and
is.
Trying to talk over them and.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God at least they brought up the Springfield thing and those despicable racist lies. But then he tried to mansplain to them. They are legal. They're legal migrants. They're
right.
not. Oh, little ladies, let me explain to you. It's a G-Fave with the floor and blah, blah, blah.
They're still here legally.
Thank
regardless
you.
Of how
oh
they're,
my God.
They're here.
He welcomed them.
And he blamed
Thank you.
Everything on undocumented immigrants. I'm like, what the housing crisis? Are you saying
housing
illegal immigrants make so much money they're stealing all the houses? What?
The Haitians are documented immigrants.
Yes.
They are documented.
Yeah. But he blamed, right, immigrants for everything, which is what you do when you're a complete effing racist.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
I look forward to his wife divorcing him.
Usha. Whatever. Okay. Yeah, let's do some Claire McCaskill, just a post-debate reaction.
I think the debate, first of all, J.D. Vance tried to do one thing, and he focused on it. He tried to be Tim Walz. he tried to be the nice guy, and he was very smooth. And the other thing about J.D. Vance is that he's a better liar than Donald Trump. He wraps it up in prettier ribbon with a bigger bow and does it with such a straight face and does it so effortlessly.
He's good.
I swear there's candy in the van.
Here's a puppy.
Get in, and a puppy. And also a pony. Okay.
Trump, lots of times when he lies, you can tell. No, this guy's a really good liar. And he obviously lied. I about fell out of my chair when he said on the ACA, because I was there. I was in the Senate chamber when John McCain walked in and gave the thumbs down. I know what Donald Trump tried to do to the ACA. And the idea that he would try to pretend that somehow he was protecting it.
I guess if you're looking for a really smooth, polished liar, I guess. I love that the one person on Fox News that they interview, you know, the diner, the Fox News diner interviews, the post-debate. I hate those things, can I just say.
Ryan is his name, the guy that they interviewed.
Right.
I hate Man on the Street interviews in the first place.
Yeah, they're awful.
Fox and Friends diner bashes J.D. Vance for lying during a debate. That's all you have to hope is that most people, I don't know, again, what the percentage is, know that he's lying about obvious things, that Trump lost the election, that he did not peacefully transfer power, that he didn't try to save the ACA, he tried to destroy it. The diner said J.D. Vance totally switched the script last night. He told untruths. He just he lied through the whole entire debate last night. What he said was untrue. His stance on abortion, his stance on housing, his stance on finance, everything he said was not true. Thank you, random Fox News diner. For stating the obvious. Yeah, Joe Scarborough said, you know, warned the clarifying 2020 election question proved that he was ultimately anti-democratic. I think, you know, Nicole Wallace said it erased anything else he did. Yeah. Like, that was it.
That was it.
And by the way, we're such a divided country. It basically was a tie. There, you know, Democrats thought Wallace won, Republicans. I don't know that it makes a difference. You know what I mean? It was pretty much evenly divided, you know. Anyway, but Joe Scarborough said, no doubt this morning there'll be consternation in Mar-a-Lago. Everyone's saying J.D. Vance should talk the rest of the campaign and Trump should shut up because J.D. Vance is better at this than Donald.
If I were his people.
If you want a smooth liar, you can. But Donald Trump is getting old. They're not even letting him do 60 minutes because they know he's not capable of doing it. I will say this, J.D. Vance was very clarifying at the end of the debate. He told viewers everywhere that were watching that if you hate American democracy when things don't go your way, vote for me. It was one of the most clarifying moments in any presidential or vice presidential debate we could ever see, because he clearly said he was going to continue the lies of Donald Trump and not even answer debates at the question.
If I were
he didn't answer anything.
No, if I were Donald's people, I would only have Vance in front right now.
Absolutely.
As weird as he is and how awful
and
he is.
And Tim Walz should be out there more because this obviously isn't his format. Like I wanted to see more rally Tim Walz.
He seemed a little nervous.
He was nervous. But
he was nervous at the beginning.
That's with the average guy.
Right.
Wouldn't you be nervous?
Sure.
Right. I mean,
it's a national audience.
Right.
But then he got his footing, I think.
Yeah.
But I think. And that was on purpose, that's who he is. It's just this nice guy. He's not a professional debater like J.D. Vance. But where is he at? Where's my Nicole Wallace? 19.
You watch this. If you cannot say what happened in 2020, and the only reason you're there is because what actually happened in 2020 is that Donald Trump sent his supporters to hang Mike Pence, just ask them, then you lose. And I think that you know, Governor Walz had a lot of great moments. J.D. Vance built this perfect artifice. He was speaking as though he were running to be Mitt Romney's vice. I mean, he spoke tonight. It was a performance that was kind of amazing and totally disconnected from the person who he's running with, Donald Trump.
But still that Trump lost the election
and
in 2020.
In that moment.
Unable to say it.
In the moment.
Yeah, I mean.
In the moment, yep.
I guess really good liars are able to pretend for a while that they're, I don't know, nice guys, that they're moderate. He's neither.
No.
I mean, that part. And so, yeah.
But he's able to portray himself as that.
Yes.
With his demeanor.
Well,
and,
that's what, you know, so that whoever, I don't know that any of this matters. So it was like basically 42-42, basically 42-41, whatever. 17% said tie. I mean,
yeah,
so basically. Right, but that means that percentage, you know, is either okay with an unbelievable liar, or they believe him. Like, I don't, I mean, it just, that part was, again, a solid wall of lies, and that was why, to me, the most clarifying moment was, you said there'd be no fact-checking.
See, that's it. Only a liar would ask that,
right.
Would say that.
Because he's a liar is upset at fact-checking.
Yeah.
Right.
A person telling the truth wouldn't have had a problem with that.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. It's like if you come in, you know, your spouse comes in the middle of, Lonnie's coming in the middle of the night tonight for you, pretty much, isn't he? Be like, you know, where have you been? Oh, you know what? I was told there'd be no fact-checking tonight.
Exactly.
Fake news. Lamestream media. Okay. Hey, we have a lot of man-meat today. We have Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, Carlos El Zarraqui, but also Lucas Koontz, who is going to beat noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley in Missouri.
Please don't say that to him. You're going to say that to him.
I'm getting it out of the way now.
Thank you.
He did. She's going to do it, Chris.
He did the insurrectionist fist. What did you think I meant, Chris?
She's going to do it, Chris.
I know she's going to do it.
She's going
to
do it.
And we're going to have to apologize in real time.
Because we're trying to get him to fact check
Stephanie. We're going to have to apologize on your behalf in real time, young lady.
Yes, we're going to have to fact check Stephanie Miller on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I was told there would be no fact checking. I got it out of my craw early because we're trying to get him to
do
Kansas City sexy liberals. I will be on my best behavior the rest of the show.
We know how you work, Stephanie.
We heard the Mika interview.
You're going to say something and then ask for forgiveness
like
later.
Mika Brzezinski does not withhold sex from Joe Scarborough when he gets off the reservation. And the next morning, he's right back on. Mika knows I'm right. She lists Estrada as the bejesus out of him.
Mika's never coming on again.
Yes, she is.
No, she is not. This is why we can get somebody booked once.
She chuckled warmly when I said that.
We can get somebody booked for one time.
She gave a knowing marital chuckle.
This is why we got a hard no from Barbara Mikulski when we tried to book her again.
Mika was like, you're on to me. Okay. 21 minutes after the hour. May she rest in peace. 21 minutes after the hour.
Barbara Mikulski, not Mika Brzezinski.
Right.
Mika's still with us.
Right. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Oh, someone tweeted, is there a code? Yes, there's a code. Stephanie, the code Stephanie. Oh, my God, you have to get to the source we trust.
Yeah,
it's the best CBD,
totally.
I'm telling
good
you.
Good stuff, man.
Right? It is a game changer, I'm telling you. Their targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients, no fluff, no fillers, no fluffers. Pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. Right, Jody? We love the ooh and the You take the to sleep. My body clock is like has been smashed with a cartoon mallet because of the tour.
It's been smashed with that hammer like, that guy used to smash the guitar.
Yeah, it's like schlep car. It's just brang, nang, 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 nang. Okay, and so I'm going to go back on my bicycle for the first time in a couple of weeks because I've been on the road, probably going to do like 40 miles. Guess what's going to happen? Sore lower back.
Yep.
Then what's going to happen? CB Distillery.
Yep.
I'm telling you, where's my, in clinical surveys, blah, 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 here it is. 80% said that CBD helped with pain after physical activity. It is like a miracle. I'm telling you. Get it. Make the change like we did, CB Distillery. 2 million customers, a solid 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, 20% discount to get you started. Type in the code Stephanie at cbdistillery.com. That is cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie.
Sweet Lady Gaga, that is good.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
J.D. Vance's sideboards, you know, what was that, a side glance?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Parent, did you poop? Toddler, no. Parent checks pull up. Toddler. The rules, you said you guys weren't going to fact check.
That's funny.
Rachel Maddow said he looked like that prairie dog. Don't you wish a moderator's name was Alan? Just for
I do, just for that.
Just for that.
Just for that.
Yeah. Okay.
That would have been fun.
Right.
Alan. Alan.
Alan.
Alan.
Alan.
No, that's Steve.
Alan. Okay. All right. Yes? No? Okay. Never mind. Okay. Let's go.
Alan! 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 Alan!
Hi, Karen. Alan. Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Alan!
Can,
Alan.
I, call you, can I call you Alan?
Alan!
You can call me Al.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want, Stephanie.
All right.
Okay, so, you know, the alpha liberal side of me, you know, was going all Mortal Kombat, you know, like, finish him.
Finish him.
But, you know, I do think that Tim Walz met the moment. We have to remember. So what I saw was he did build consensus where there was some consensus that could be built, and he really struck the tone of pointing out the vast differences, and those were on abortion, on immigration, you know, on, you know, democracy. So I thought that he did articulate the vast differences and why.
Yes, and J.D. Vance is a vast deference.
Can never.
He is a vast deference.
Yes.
I did a D joke. He's a giant D. He's a giant D. Thank you.
But
thank you. Thank you very much, Chris.
I give you credit. That was funny.
He didn't laugh, though. He just gave me credit.
J.D. Vance is a vast deference. Bob Seskinek.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Democratic Party is outraising the state Republican Party at a rate of almost 4-1 this year. The Democrats have raised nearly $20 million, while the state GOP has pulled in not quite $5 million. Both parties filed their September fundraising reports this week. Big donations are driving the numbers for both parties. A new report says agribusiness consolidation has led to less competition, higher prices, and abusive practices. The report's author is Basil Musharbash.
We found that either a single firm or a small, tightly coordinated group of firms have amassed monopoly power, the power to control prices or exclude competitors from a given market, in nearly every major industry.
The report finds abuses such as engineered shortages designed to keep prices high. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. A staff member at Craig High School in Janesville has resigned after school officials learned about an allegation of an inappropriate interaction with a student. A spokesperson says the employee has been blocked from school district resources. The Human Resources Department interviewed the staffer and gave that information to Janesville Police. They say they're still doing their criminal investigation. They're not saying who the employee is. Madison's Henry Vilas Zoo has earned another 5 years of accreditation from the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. The process included an on-site inspection of all aspects of the zoo's operations, from animal care to visitor safety. The AZA's standards require members to complete the accreditation process every 5 years. Henry Vilas Zoo has been accredited by the AZA since 1976. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20, a little gustier by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy, 49 tomorrow. Sunshine, 76 by Friday. It will be sunny with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the legendary comedy team, Stephen Leo, writers of The Santa Claus, Space Jam, and Kicking and Screaming. And Abby Novak joins the show to talk Appleton's Shop, Sip, and Stroll.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
.gov.
The
It's really rich for Democratic leaders to say that Donald Trump is a unique threat to democracy when he peacefully gave over power on January the 20th, as we have done for 250 years in this country.
He didn't. After the coup failed, he didn't. But wait, there's more.
Thank you, Governor. And just to clarify for our viewers, Springfield, Ohio does have a large number of Haitian migrants who have legal status, temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret,
thank you, Senator. We have much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important
because we're going to turn out of the economy. Thank you.
Margaret, the rules were that you guys weren't going to fact check. And
just admits he lied. That's the funny thing. If you just let it go,
This is why, for the first time ever, Trump will not do 60 Minutes, because he said there's going to be fact checking.
Of course there will be.
Oh, my God. Vote for the giant liars. That should just be there. Vote for us. We're the best liars. That should be. Oh, my God.
Dreamy, hunky
bring
man.
Me Paul Bunyan.
Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just
wow. Wow. Hi, Bob. How's about that debate there?
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was a piece of work, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, just right off the top here, I thought Tim Walz was the sleeper winner of the debate last night.
I did
very,
too.
Very easily. I think he had a rough first hour. And imagine, not first hour. I don't know how long it was. It seemed like an hour.
But
it was
first.
Act one. Let's say act one. Yeah. It was a kind of a rough act one. But you know what? If you're up there on national television and you've got millions of people watching you, and ultimately the future of democracy comes down to whether you F up or not, that's going to be a lot of pressure, especially for someone like Tim Walz, who's never debated on a national stage before. J.D. Vance has kind of technically debated in a national sense insofar as the United States Senate is a national office. So I think he had a leg up. I think J.D. Vance was kind of what I would consider to be a generic politician droid. I think that's essentially sort of like, you know, Mike Pence had the same kind of thing. Very rehearsed, very, you know, you can tell that he took a couple of media seminars in terms of how to talk on camera. But that second act from Tim Walz was just incredible. I mean,
he was great on healthcare.
Knockout I thought, hit after another.
Yeah, 2020 was the knockout punch. I mean, in a stunning response, swing voters are saying it was J.D. Vance's refusal to admit Trump lost in 2020 that made them swing to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz's side. Malcolm Nance said Walz's forceful defense of democracy just won this debate, no question. So
yeah, absolutely. Right. It was that there were three things that happened right in a row in that second chunk of the debate last night, where it was Tim Walz fact checking J.D. Vance on border crossings, which is absolutely true.
Yeah.
And then he asked J.D. Vance, can you name one economist who has said that border crossings are contributing to higher prices? And he, of course, J.D. Vance dodged that question like the greasy weasel that he is.
And then
Tim Walz came. And then the topic changed to healthcare. Tim Walz owned that section of healthcare to the point where J.D. Vance was saying, hey, you know what? We already have a lie on the book. We already have a law on the book, on the books about protecting people with pre-existing conditions. Yes, it's called the Affordable Care Act. It's called Obamacare.
That Trump tried to get rid of. He didn't save it. Oh, my God.
It's just ridiculous. And then the third hit was just the whole entire January 6th segment, which is all anyone's going to remember about that. That exchange when Coach Walz turned directly to J.D. Vance and said, do you think he lost the 2020 election? That was the you're no Jack Kennedy moment for Tim Walz. I thought that was genius. Any teeny tiny ridiculous stylistic stumble he had in the first act completely obliterated with that entire second act beginning to end.
That's the whole Minnesota nice, likable, that coach or teacher that you loved, is that he wasn't mad. He was just
disappointed
in J.D. Vance's
answer. That's right. I said last night, if you were to describe J.D. Vance in one word, it would be weasel. And if you were to describe Coach Walz in one word, it would be gracious. I thought he was a gracious opponent. I thought he was trying to reach for some sort of common ground and some kind of bipartisan.
Yes, and by the way, Bob, those are the voters that are left out there to win. Our base, like, he was too nice to him for our base, but that's who he literally is. Minnesota nice. That's who he is.
Right.
And for a lot of us, we're like, finish him, is like Karen was saying.
Right.
You know, again, Josh Shapiro would have been more slash and burn, but you get why Tim Walz was the choice and was the brilliant choice, because, you know, it's those people in the middle. They're tired of the fighting and the meanness. That's why J.D. Vance was trying to pretend he's nice.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I always find that with vice presidential running mates, you want to look at them in context of the ticket, not necessarily as candidates themselves. So if you look at Kamala Harris and you think, well, what would be great to counterbalance Kamala Harris's personality and style?
She's the brilliant debater, prosecutor, slash and burn. Like, that's she's who we wanted at the top of the ticket, right?
Yeah.
But he's the perfect balance.
He's got this genuine, authentic, nice guy vibe about him, where at the same time, he knows what he needs to know. I mean, especially when he was talking about issues that matter at the state level. Like, for example, healthcare. I think this is one of the things that he was able to shine on in that second act. And that is something that is that he's intimately aware of, because the states handle the marketplaces for the Affordable Care Act, where people can go on and you know, get a great or hopefully affordable prices for their insurance premiums. And so that's something that he's directly involved in as a two-term governor of Minnesota. So in that regard, he was really in the – I kept blurting sports metaphors during my tweeting of the debate. I was like, I'm out of my depth here because I don't watch the sports. But he was in the pocket in that second act.
And also just the blaming everything on undocumented immigrants. Dino Badawa said, J.D. Vance claims illegal aliens are making so much money they're driving up the price of homes. Well, nothing he said really made sense if you really thought about it, right?
No,
it was just, you know, boogity boogity, brown people.
Right.
That was it.
Yep. I mean, I couldn't believe, as someone who is an absolute Obamacare nerd who followed that legislation as it went through at a granular level the entire, all of 2009 into 2010, I can tell you that saying that Donald Trump saved Obamacare was one of the many just absolutely egregious lies, just hilarious lies told last night.
Donald Trump worked in a bipartisan way to save
the
Affordable Care Act.
That's right.
He worked, you know how bipartisan.
And we've always been at war with East Asia.
Yes, we have always been at war with East Asia. Yes, we have.
Yes, because John McCain did the thumbs down and saved Obamacare, right?
Oh,
along with Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. But that was, because it was John McCain, a Republican, that means it was saved in a bipartisan way. It was Democrats working with the Republicans to say, just absolutely insane. Talking about how we're not producing as much energy. That was a ridiculous lie.
We're
producing records amount of energy right now.
Manufacturing jobs.
Manufacturing
jobs. Trump lost more manufacturing jobs. And every single thing he said just about was a lie. I mean, let's talk about, you tweeted this before the debate, if Harris or Biden misstates the statistics, way too many voters elevate that one misstatement to the same level of egregiousness as thousands of Donald lies. See, they both lie.
Oh, yeah.
Bannon's flood in the zone thing is designed to exploit the news media's inability to contextualize. That was one thing that frustrated me just about the debate and the moderators. We were talking about what they didn't bring up. Like, first of all, who cares if Tim Walz misspoke 40 years ago about when exactly he was in China? Like, he seemed a little stumbling on that, but only because, like, what? Who cares? How about you talk about the 6,000 lies Donald Trump has told just in the last week, particularly about, you know, hurricane relief, things that actually matter to real people here today. Not like, did he misspeak about exactly when he was in China or where it was? That's the kind of stuff that drives me crazy.
Yes, and it was a hair-splitting, ridiculous question, given the fact that we've got a tyrant within a couple of points of seizing dictatorial power in this country, and we're quizzing Coach Walz about a trip he took to China 20 years ago, and whether it was on the day of the Tiananmen Square massacre or, you know, at the time of the protests in Tiananmen Square, which is actually true. It's like me saying that I live in the D.C. area or that I live in Washington, D.C., even though I'm outside in the suburbs, you know. So the question could have been, well, Bob, do you really live in Washington, D.C. if you say that You know, it's like, well, yes, it's in the idea of it. It's like that episode of Brady Bunch with the exact words. Okay, Greg, use the exact words.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
You know what I mean?
But it's like everyone knows he meant I carried weapons of war.
Right.
Because he was in the National Guard. He's never claimed he was in combat. He said instead of. Like, you know, and of course Donald Trump jumped on the I'm friends with school shooters. I mean, do you know how many times Donald Trump misspeaks or you can't understand what the F he's saying?
He
obviously was talking about meeting with Sandy Hook. Everyone knows he misspoke. He was talking about meeting with Sandy Hook families. He said, I've become friends with school shooters. And of course, Donald Trump's like, what does he mean by this? Is he insane? Is he going to, will he have a news conference after the debate to apologize to the parents and others who were so horribly hurt? Says the guy who told people to get over it after the last shooting, when clearly people know he just misspoke. He was talking about the Sandy Hook parents anyway.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, that's just it. It's that thing that drives me crazy, that we're elevating just one or two things by the Democrats to the same level as thousands and thousands and thousands of Donald Trump things. Yesterday, Donald Trump said that military personnel in Iraq in 2020 just suffered from headaches because of an Iranian missile attack. No, they just had headaches. They were 100 American soldiers suffered traumatic brain injuries. 24 of them, or it was 24 or 48 of those 100 ended up getting purple hearts for their injuries. Right. Yeah, they were just headaches. We just blow that. I can't even believe that this guy is still anywhere close to 48-50%.
Well, by the way,
given what he has said about the troops alone.
Speaking of minutiae from 40 years ago, can I tell you how much I learned from the Bob Seska show every week that I did not know? Because I don't give an F who Kamala Harris dated 40 years ago or whatever. But I didn't even know the facts till I heard your show because I didn't care. But this whole trying to smear her and she broke up Willie Brown's marriage and, you know, she's a whore that slept her way to the top. And you were saying, you know, the actual facts, they dated for a few months at a time when Willie Brown had been separated from his wife for 12 years.
Yeah, for a good long time, right?
I mean, oh, my God. You know, but this is the kind of, because this is all they've got. You know, what did Tim Walz say this about China 40 years ago when he was, I mean, oh, my God.
And what that does is give swings voters permission to vote based on that one thing. Well, you know what? She's dishonest, too. So, you know, they're all dishonest. You got Kamala Harris, a home wrecker, and then, well, they're Donald Trump things. But, you know, they're both dishonest. Well, that's insane to say that.
But
to say that there's one misstatement is the same basis for a judgment on a vote as literally tens of thousands of lies that Donald Trump, and that's just for starters, that in addition to the crimes and the indecency and just the monstrous behavior on a daily basis, it shouldn't even be close. And it's our ridiculous, ridiculous news media that creates parody between things.
You
drive me nuts.
Another example of you bowlerting, God bless you, Bob Seska. Ron tweeted, so today Trump accomplished nothing, did nothing of substance, tied up first responders and volunteers, drew attention to himself, made himself the story, exploited a tragedy, told lies about Governor Kemp and Biden, divided Americans again over something that should unite us. And you said, and yet CNN's Kristen Holmes said he's taking this seriously in offering a message of unity. In other words, despite being a cynical political stunt and accomplishing nothing, our badly damaged self-satirical political press is framing it as a somber victory. Somber, so somber, Bob. I mean, how is that a unity? Him blaming Biden and lying about Kemp, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah. It was a cynical political stunt is what it was to show up that quickly. It's Donald Trump in desperation mode. Donald Trump in, I got to grab every single vote I can get here before I lapse into, you know, spending the rest of my life in courtrooms and prisons. So this is like another one of his moves where he's trying to secure the base and make sure that everyone is in line as far as the people who already support him, making sure they're all going to turn out. And that's what he's engaged in right now. And it's going to get worse the lower his poll numbers end up dropping. And I think they will continue to fall. Fingers crossed.
And
don't get happy.
Yeah, don't get happy. One balloon, Bob Seska. How many times do I have to tell
balloon.
You?
That's right. You have to go outside. You don't want to bring down the wrath of the thing from high atop the whatever.
You know, one of your tweets, though, just I think summed up how a lot of us, just at least in the base, feel that they are so dangerous. They're such a menace that it just seemed like too collegial. And again, but that's who Tim Walz is. You know, But it seemed to kind of normalize, you know, J.D. Vance and let him put a gloss over this. And as you said, Donald Trump is by far the most dangerous and destabilizing menace to ever seize power in the United States. He's a villain who has to be resoundingly defeated, shamed, and rejected from society. That includes the political party that aided his nefarious rise to power. And that's why, I think, because of the stakes of this election, we're... You know, but I think you're absolutely right. I think on substance, he got all the, you know, the right points in.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously.
Well, we're gonna have to be careful moving forward, because provided we win this election and Donald Trump starts to fade away as a national political figure, we're gonna have to be concerned about people like J.D. Vance. This is the thing we've been talking about for the last 9 years. What happens when Donald Trump goes away? There's gonna be someone who sounds sane, but says the same crazy monstrous things as Donald Trump, but does it in a polished, gathered way. And that was J.D. Vance last night.
It was
absolutely
a lot of people,
Donald Trump in a better package.
A lot of people were saying that. He's one hamburger away. I mean, it's almost more terrifying, you know, that's what's going to happen. J.D. Vance would be president. You're like, oh, my God, he is a terrifyingly good liar. I mean, it's...
That's right. And he'll be able to sell those insane ideas, those anti-democratic ideas, in a better way than Donald Trump, because he's not going to be blurting, you know, ridiculous things about people's plastic surgery or whatever the nonsense
He's all like, oh, I'm really sad Amber died, too. Oh, that's terrible. It's like, what? Yeah. It's your policies that killed her. Yeah. It's just, you know, this feigning like he's a...
There's all kinds of stuff that ends up slipping through the cracks because of the polished nature of his performance. Like, during his closing remarks, he said, well, I wish we would have talked about energy today.
Yeah.
They spent 10 minutes talking about energy during the debate.
How about
the J.D. Vance unit decided to glitch at that moment and say that they didn't talk about energy.
Yeah, how about him going, oh, I didn't know your son was scared. Oh, I feel really bad. Really? You're the party that... Check out what they said about Gus after the DNC. Yeah. And use the R word. J.D. Vance is fine with all that. It's, oh, really? Was he scared of, like, oh, my God. Timeshare salesman. Okay.
Yep. That's exactly right. Yes.
All right.
Just robotic politician man. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. We love you, Bob Seska. Do not ever miss the Bob Seska show.
You learned a lot from it.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh,
including
also,
the sordid sex lives of major politicians. Yeah.
He's doing a hilarious skit at LA Sexy Liberal, and we can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. It's going to be so much fun.
All right.
Yes.
Love you.
Don't get happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not one balloon.
50. Not one balloon. One balloon.
99.
Just turn around.
How about 99 red balloons?
Three times. It's a thing.
This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest observer. Oh, you know what? I need a new comforter. That's like almost, it's too much, because I already have the sheets and the duvet cover and the pajamas.
Okay.
It's almost like I think I'm the friggin' Queen of England or something.
Well.
I mean, so much luxury. So soft. Do you know the sheets get softer with every wash? I thought it was my imagination.
That's crazy talk.
It's made from viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable. They help you sleep cooler. For cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set. A must. Lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully. It really does. It's so drapey.
Oh.
Sleep cooler than in cotton. Keeps you just the right temperature all night. Wrap yourself in queenly or kingly luxury.
Yeah.
Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
This is too weird, man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The John and Gordy Show.
Crazy people appear before the school boards and they started banning books, right? The book, she says, featured one kiss. The mysterious woman appeared before a school board in Texas and claimed that this is the kiss that turned her into a debilitating porn addict.
It's been a hell of a kiss.
After reading the Scholastic book, she looked for other books that gave me pleasure. That is a quote.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show brought to you by my precious's prescience. It's Jody Hamilton knowing about Credo Mobile.
For 20 years.
Yeah, that's right. This thing going on, putting out fires, putting out producer fires.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, Credo Mobile, you can make a difference in the world. It's the nation's only progressive phone company. They care about everything you care about. They give money to everything you care about.
Yeah.
Right? Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, Transgender Law Center, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from your phone company. Great, reliable network, competitive plans, good deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and you get much more, an easy, effective way to make change in the world. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Get in. We're going saving. CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years.
Whoa.
Wow. If you use code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516. The code is STEPH25. Okay. Seth, the Home of Hope in Los Angeles. Whee. Hello. Hi, Seth.
Hello, homos and Jody on the show mode. Okay, so
last night, I figured out what JD stands for, and that is Jack Dick Van. And it's Jack Dick. And it's to quote Chris, is that your name or is that what you do?
Okay, I'm not really sure what he said, but it's time for us to break. 58 minutes after the hour, Lucas Coons from the Great...
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Busted Pencils, Doctors Tim and Johnny.
And we'll be talking to Carrie Beach from The Overture about Shucked.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.